And hey, forgive me, I'm still exhausted from my trip to Detroit over the weekend. We are on Daf Ramachas Manav. Oh, I think it's in the back, all the way in the back.
All the way in the back.
Yeah. But mine is the same way. It's supposed to be, I don't know why they put it this way, the Vilna Shas, but so it is not supposed to be all the way the last Masechta in Noshi. Right, but the Vilna Yushamis, they printed it this way. Halach above, page Lamaches Merau. Okay, Miyahish, this is when they go out to war. They make the following announcement. The Kohen Mashul Mechom is following an announcement to the assembled multitude. Miyahish Sharis Ishavlo Kohen, who is the man who took a woman and who betrothed a woman has not completed taking her? Echad Maris Besula makes a difference if you are betrothing a woman who is the first time around, a virgin. Or a echad married to someone, it's a woman who's second time around, she's a widow. Afilu shemaris yavam, even if she is your yavama, right? You actually got her as a hand-me-down from your deceased brother, right? Afilu shama shemaitz achim milchama, and even if you were way already at war, and you heard that your brother died, well, actually, your brother was way at war, and you heard that he died. No, you're way at war, and you're your brother died. Choser uba, you come back low, you come back home. Kol elu shomim dibrei kohen marchei milchama, all these people we mentioned till now, hear the words of the kohen, who when they formed the battalions for battle. The choser, they go back home, misapki mayim mazon, and they supply food and water, when Messiahs are driving and fix the highways for the army. Okay, says the Gemara, Asher Ires Isha, this is mostly in the Bible, except for the last two lines of the Sugya. Asher Ires Isha, who betrothed the woman, and Lielo, Ruba, Shinozariba, I only know a first time around guy, a bachelor. Shinozariba married a first time around girl, right, a maiden. We now Ruba, Shinozariba, how we know that it's true about a young man who married a widow, or an almon, a widower, Shinos or Evo married a young maiden. Tam Minayin, I know it's true about these as well. Tam Lomar Isha Mikoma, it says Isha, a woman, Mikomakom. However we define a wife, that suffices to get her to come back. Matam Lomar Chadashos, why does it say new woman, a new wife? Prat Lamarsis Gushoso precludes a guy who takes back a woman who had previously divorced. On Rabbi Yossi says, Zosimaris, this teaches us, however, Hanosius Ionis is only married to Ionis, a woman who's barren and cannot give birth. Hove mitzvah le shevimo, since there's no mitzvah to remain with her since she's barren, so Eno Choser, he cannot renege, because it's got to be something which is in the parameter of a mitzvah, a puravu. And Ionis is not a prior mitzvah peruvu. Now you can marry her, and you can remain married to her. It's a valid marriage, but since it's not technically a woman who's made for peruvu, so therefore you don't go back from the war in order to be with your wife, who's Ionis, does not a mitzvah to be with her. Now, says more very interesting distinction. Afilu shomeret yavam lechamisha achim. Even if you have one shomeret yavam, one woman. She's waiting to be mitzvahemis by one of five brothers. So every one of these five brothers goes back from the battlefront for her. Now the thing is, obviously only one of them is going to end up being mitzvahemer. But nevertheless, since each one in his turn can potentially be mitzvahemer, so therefore they all have the right to claim the privilege of going back home from war. Aye, so says Mark, that's the case with Kavasah. It should be similar. Afilu ba'is echel chamisha achim. If you have one house or five brothers, they should all be. In other words, let's say that they got a yerusha, one house among the five of them. So then, in that case, you should also say should be allowed to go back home all five, because maybe maybe one of them will get the house, and that falls the category of some of you who built the house. says, well, no, Taman ain't kol echo v'echo roi leishibo. They are a very interesting distinction. They're, each one individually never doesn't have a right in this house. Each one has a 20% interest right now. Nobody has potential for full 100% interest unless they buy the others out. So right now, each one of them has a portion, and none of them have a whole. However, however, in the case of Yibum, the Acha, which we discuss here, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Roi Liyabim, only one of them will actually be Miyabim, but the one who's Miyabim will be Miyabim completely. As opposed to dividing up an estate, when you divide up an estate, you divide it up proportionally, right? When Yibum, you can't divide up one proportionally, one of them is going to be Miyabim, right? So therefore, since it's only one of them is going to be Miyabim, he will be Miyabim completely and totally. Or Cholet completely and totally. The same thing would be true as well. So therefore, each one of them gets the right to come back for Yibum, because potentially each one could theoretically be the Yavam, whereas in the case of the people who went who inherited the estate, since each one, it's not each one their turn, but they all have equal portions, so therefore the house is not considered to be miyucha to any one of them, and none of them come back for more. Okay. Now, says more further, two lines before the end of Halacha Vav. Now, this is not in the Bavli. It says, Ma Damila, what's analogous to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, if your brother died while you were away at war, so you come back home in order to be Miyabimer. What's similar to that? Kidesh Isho Me'achshulach Yibbez Chodesh. Don't ask me why a guy did a cockamamie thing like this, but he married a woman with the intent, with the stipulation that it should only take effect after 12 months. If that 12 months elapsed in the middle when he was at war, he has the right to go back home and be with his wife whenever those 12 months end, because that's when his kiddushin takes effect. Yes. Something bothering you which I can answer or not answer?
Well, it may be a little bit. Let's say like, why is he going back by Yerushalayim? They shouldn't like this.
By what?
Yerushalayim.
Because you want it to be able to complete.
So why doesn't he go back right away because
it's not Muras during until the 12 months elapses.
That's still where the Mahlokas is
No, it depends what language you use. You construct a language which will only make a kedushin after 12 months. Says Mar Ve'elu Shein Chozi, these guys don't go back. Aboye Beishar, some of you built a Beishar, is like a gatehouse, not a real house. Al-Sadra is like an open air portico, it's not a real house. The best is a balcony. Banotear, Aboye Lune Machot, some of you plants four fruit bearing trees, which is one short of the parameter of Karim, which is five. Ochamishu Ilan Israqi plants five barren trees, pine cones. By Masaku Shosa, somebody takes back his divorcee. Or somebody who is an Amona married to a Kohen Gadol. Obviously, Kohen Gadol does not go back to be with his wife, to Amona. Gusha Chalutza Kohen Edion. And the truth is, when the Gemara said previously, you know what I'm now thinking about, the Gemara said previously, the previous mission said, or maybe it's Zosmer Sanosis Islandis. Marin Islandis. Oh, they're Mitzalashi Moin, the Chosen, it's no Mitzalashi, so you don't go back. It seems to me a bit of a non sequitur going on the previous Mishnah. Maybe that same thing really should go on this Mishnah. Because here it says, if an Amona married a Kohen Gadol doesn't go back. If a regular Kohen married a Gush Chalutza doesn't go back, because it's not a mitzvah to be with her. Maybe on this Rabbi Yossi is saying, Island is the same way, it's not a mitzvah to be with her. That would make more sense. Why would you say that?
It's a
tzad avera mamish, and that's just not a tzad mitzvah. That's an interesting chiluk. So you hear what he's saying? What Donald say? What? Donald said it may be only a case where there's mamish and avera doesn't go back. But only says just no mitzvah, so maybe that would go back. So it's not necessarily comparable to this mishnah. That's good. Okay, shkoyach. Mavzeres is still Yisrael. All these cases are very attacked. A mamzer is on the scene is married to Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael is married to a mamzer nosin, lo yachayz when he go back. Rabbi Yochanan, afa b'ayin b'ayis ha'machon, if he fixes his house, lo yachayz when he go back. Nowadays, you know, if you live in certain areas of Chicago and you expand, or Skokie, and you expand your house, so you would go back, right? Because this is a chash of a thing. But if you just rebuild your house the same way it was, it's not considered to be enough to go back. I bless him. I bought a base of any sharm so that some of you built a brick house in the Sharon. Loya Choser. We not go back because those houses would collapse, as we'll see in the Gemara, and therefore they're not true houses.
How did the halos? When
you
have to go back,
so
the dumpster pulls off.
And the dumpster pulls off, okay? Tan Rabbi Yochanan. This is not in the Bible. If you made a new ticket, you go back. If not, you don't go back. So that's be a davar chodesh. However, sodo besid, what if you replaster? Upasam bachlos and open windows, not an addition. Loya chodesh, wouldn't go back. So the shaylas David of David Carliner has great difficulty with this gemara because he has a whole shayla whether you can make a base on merchots into a shul. And he says, if you open windows in it, you can make it into a shul, because it's not a base on merchots anymore. If you do something to change it, replant. So he says, hi, you shall me receive not that way. Right? He says, because here it says, that's not going to be chodosh. So he says, it's in that type of chodosh and this type of chodosh. Doesn't really explain this so much, but I think maybe the part that, what he means to say is that there it's a getter of simcha. I mean, here it's a getter of simcha. So it's not simcha to open your windows. It's simcha to expand, but not simcha to open your windows. Then you go back home. But if you just open windows, yeah, it's a shinui. It's not a base on merchats anymore. And you can make it into a shul, but you don't make a big simcha. There wouldn't be parallel to the amount of simcha required that a guy should go back for more and stay at home for the duration of the war. Okay? Anyway, it's interesting, though, issue there that the Shir David says that you want to make a base on merchats. I assume a church would be the same thing. The shul, so that type of sheet of opening windows is sufficient. Okay? The Ayakot of Asokot, what if the house was big and he made it small? So then you don't go back home. Oh no, you do go back home, sorry. Ayakot of Asokot and Choser, you do go back home. Vech of Asoshnaim, and if it was one house you made it into two houses by now, then also you go back as well. Tai Reb Lezer, Mer Reb Lezer says, that's considered to be like building a new house. Reb Lezer, Mer Af Anchea Sharon, so the people of the Sharon plain, Lo Yechozim, and not go back. Shem Mitzchachi, by my words, twice every Shemitah they have to rebuild their houses because they fall down, these big houses. Now, Nafkoin Godel, as we know, Lame Spale, and Yom Kippur, and Yom for the people of Sharon, Yom Kippur, everybody remembers that, it's a vote of Yom Kippur, Shloya Suba, thank you, Ram, that their houses should not become their grave. Remember that from the vote of Yom Kippur? You remember that from the vote of Yom Kippur? When that field of Koin Godel, when he came out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, it says, Avalanchi Ashona Yomer Shloya Suba, thank you, Ram, it's there. Because they were, is there earthquakes? Is that what it is? I thought it was just because the ground is soft. Because the Sharon is like where Tel Aviv is.
It's supposed to be, less common now.
They're more common to have earthquakes back then? That's interesting. Okay.
The soil wasn't that good in the house.
Yeah, the soil shifted. Stuff like it was like on sand and stuff like that. That's what I thought. Okay. They particularly figured that area out. Okay. These are ones who stay put. They don't even go to hear the Kohen make the pronouncement to the nation. Who are the Ace Bonabai Sachanacho. He built the house and actually dedicated it. But he hasn't lived there yet. Not the Karim, he planted a vineyard, and he redeemed it, but he hasn't actually drunk from it yet. So he marries his betrothed fiance. He's supposed to be home for a year. Some of you takes in his Yavama. Shema says, Noki Elebeso. He should be clean to his house. Noki Elebeso, He should be clean to his house. That's Zebeso. It's his house, Mamish. Yeh, says the word Yeh, is there a karma that comes to allude to his vineyard. The Simach, as Ishto, he should rejoice with his wife. That refers to his wife. Asher Zu Ishto. Asher Lachach, which he took. Love is Yivama, also including Yivama, who he married. And these guys, not only do they go home, not only do they not have to go out to war, but Eim Sapki Mayim Mozon, they do not supply water and food. Veim Sapki Zodrachim, they do not fix the highways as well. But a Bais Vechina Chov, a person built a house and consecrated it, Lilo Shav, so you base Chodesh, he was there for 12 months. That's where Mishnah goes back and says, he doesn't even have to leave the house to go out to hear the words of the Kohen. Not the Kermachilo, he planted a vineyard and redeemed it. Below Shah, so Hashem is a Rosh, now he's there for 12 months. The Kul made him in Asia. And these are both learned from a woman. Ma'isha Tzir Hashem is a Rosh, just like woman gets, her husband gets 12 months to stay home. I have Kul and Tzir Hashem is a Rosh, so to the Oga 12 months. Time we learn Kul Shah, you are Yoshim Sail, all those we spoke about here, Yoshim Mitzalim, Mesochia, they sit and at idle in the city. Vainam Sapki Mayim Mosam, they do not supply water and food. Vainam Sapki Zadroit, they do not have to clean the, fix the highways. Shemet says, Voloyavar Lachot over, nothing should pass over him. All love ain't over. The story about the guy who's a first year husband, Shonari Shoina. All love ain't over, Avolover Lachem. But other people are responsible still to do this. Now, I saw the Ariyosha being stand for life of me. I can't understand why he brought down Tafkan the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is almost identical to Bavli. This is a machlekes between the Reim and the Red Bas. Izman Azeh in Chutz Laretz. Is the Chosim required to stay home for the first year, not even go on business trips? Or can he leave on business trips during the first year? So the Reim sounds like it's even nowadays in Chutz Laretz, so therefore must be that even business trips are prescribed during the first year of marriage. But the Red Bas says we never heard such a thing. It's not business trips, it's only specifically the army. So although he didn't see the Reim, it seems. So it's a big machlokas whether this is a contemporaneously relevant Mishnah or not. Okay? So as we went further, I think the meaning of the outdays is to avoid overnight trips during the Shana Rishona. What?
It's a toast with some students. I called out in your sister out.
Yeah.
We don't say that because
Sakara, right.
Sakara.
Right, so
that. So it might also be at least in my business.
Because, nowadays not such a big sakana, but I think it's still the minhag is to require rishus from the spouse in order to actually go out during Shana Rishona. Okay. I'm not a big fan personally of Shana Rishona. I've noticed that people who don't learn Shana Rishona at night, there's some people who won't go out at night during Shana Rishona. Stay home and learn. My experience of observation has been that people who don't go out for Seder during Shana Rishona never end up going out to Seder for the rest of their lives. So I'm not so good that it's such a good idea. Okay. Abayasa Shadim Dabrilo. The Shultim could continue to speak to the nation. Vramra, they said, now here the critical point which Gemara is going to discuss is it doesn't say that the Kohen says this. It says the Shotrim say this. Now remember, the Kohen was speaking. Now all of a sudden we have the Shotrim, the officer speaking. So he starts being alarmed to the nation beyond when they said, if somebody is fearful and soft-hearted, yeah, the Shotrim should go back home. What does it mean? Afraid and soft-hearted? Kishmo, like it sounds like. He cannot stand by the hardness, toughness of war. The leader of Shlufa and see a outstretched sword. Can't stand the sight of blood. That's who we're talking about. Okay? Maybe that's going to be a mere baloney. Do you have baloney in your Gemaras? He says no. He says, Hayore, the Rachaleva, a very famous statement. Some of you are afraid that Aveira said he had, he's going to fall because of his sins. The Torah gave him an excuse. Gave him all sorts of excuses that he could go home, and nobody will know why he's going home, because he's then now nobody will know that he's in Russia, and because they'll think, oh, he has a house, or, you know, he has a wife, or something like that. They'll think it's because he's one of the other groups, okay? So, that's why Torah gave him all sorts of excuses to latch on to. Not that he's going to use excuses, but he'll be assimilated within all those that are using the excuses. Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Amono, what's this type of territory about Amono marries man of the Kohen Gadol, or Gushalutz the Kohen Ediot, or Mamzeris in the Sina married to Israel, or Bas Yisrael in the Sina Mamzer Nosin, Zayole Verachaleva, those are fearful and soft on it. Now, the Gemara gets a little bit nuanced here, it's the best word I can use, and I'm going to change the gears a couple of times here on my own initiative tonight. Okay? That's the most fun. There's no greater happiness than coming to a shot in the Yerushalmi that you don't think anybody has ever said before you. And it's possible. In Bavli, it's rare that you can actually get off and say something which somebody never has said. But in Yerushalmi, hey. See, it says, V'yosva ha-shoytim, the shoytim continue. A loshen v'yosva, zeh v'yosva, elotay sefes. It sounds like it's a sefes in addition, right? But here the word Tosefis does not mean what it normally means. Here Tosefis means repetition or reiteration, not addition. Okay? That's key. Okay? So when it means Moisiv, it's like Moisiv Lachzor. He continued to repeat. Okay? So also, what this price is saying, or this position of Gemara is holding, is that the Kohen actually said the statement. And the Shoytim say it's over. I says Biyosva Shoytim means the Shoytim continue to reiterate or did repeat because Halach is the Kohen says it in Loshna Kodesh, and the Shoytim then repeat it B'chol Loshna whatever language is necessary for the assembled multitudes of soldiers. Okay, so says the Rabbi Yosef Biyosva Shoytim and Loshna Biyosva Loshna the service. Kiddush Torah Mar Moisva Neilivei Rebbe. It's like a person says I'm adding to what my Rebbe said. He doesn't really mean he's adding. It means that he's repeating what he's been saying. He wants to go over it. Chazer Iber. Okay? That's what David Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. I'm sorry. Gotcha. So Tani, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation, Bryce says, Hachroinim mina Tosefes. The last words are the Tosefes. What does it mean the last words are the Tosefes? It repeated the whole thing. It's not just the last words that are Tosefes. So the thing was just Tosefes. If Tosefes means Chazore, it's not just the last word, the whole thing the short trim would repeat, right? Some Rabbi Yisrael said, Trei Tanoim Aninu. So there are two Tanoim here, some Achleikas. Mado Mar Moisif on the Divrei Rabbi, the Tana who explains our Mishnah. That he says the guy who's saying, who explains the Pasuk actually, that is the guy who's saying, I add on to what my Rabbi says. And so, of course, it is not adding on, but rather, Echad Rishonim, Echad Achonim, both the previous statements about the houses and the wives and that and the Kerem, and this statement about Yorim Elach Aleva, Amaran Huv, Amaran Rabba. The Shreitim said it, and the Kohen, who's the Rebbe, so to speak, said it as well. Mada Amar, but the opinion which holds Achonim in the Sefes, that the last words are the addition, Arishonim. Amru Rabbo. The first words about the Kerem, the Bais, and the Isha were stated by the Shotrim after the Kohen said. V'achroinim, but the last words of Yorei V'racha Leva, that was not proper for a Kohen to say. Who would say that only the Kohen Shotrim would say it. Amru Hu, meaning the Shoter, the Lomar Rabbo, not his Rebbe, not the Kohen. Okay? That's Rabbi Yosef Shita. Sebachleik is Tanoi. Amrei Marana said, not true, Chad Tano, it's one Tano. Rishonim Amaran, who? Everybody holds that the first words were stated by both he, the Shoter, Amaran Rabbo, and the Kohen as well. Achroidim, the last words, Amaran, who? Velo Amaran Rabbo. The last words were said by the Shoter and not by the Kohen. So it's not Machleik, everybody holds. Not all, I think I said it wrong a minute ago. But not everybody holds that the Kohen would say the first part and the Shota the first part, and the last part of the Yorei Rach Leva was only said by the Shota, not by the Kohen. So Raimon holds as a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi holds as a machlokas tanoim on this issue, but Raimon holds that Chazal are monolithic on this issue. It's only one opinion. And then one opinion is that everything was repeated up to Yorei Rach Leva. Yorei Rach Leva was stated only by the Shotrim and not by the Kohen. Okay? By the way, all this is not in the Bavli. Now, Masnisa Pliga, our Rabbi Yossi, it says in front of you, right? You see that there? In my, everybody goes nuts. What price argues Rabbi Yossi? All the Mevarshim, Mnei Kormeda, Mnei Moshe, Ribaz, Mnei Chamayim, Shai Torah, Sirtz Yisrael, everybody I looked at today goes crazy. You know why? Because they were pre-Bekoff. Because I'll tell you what has to be changed here. The word Yossi here has to be changed to Mana from the next line, and the word Mana in the next line has to be changed to Yossi, which is a frequent occurrence in Yerushalmi, right, that the names get mixed up. And now everything will make sense. Nobody changes except me, in the interest of honesty, I'm telling you that, but that doesn't make me any less correct. it's great to be a Baal Gaiva. Okay, Masisa Pliga Rabbi Mana. All right, the following Brisa argues Rabbi Mana. What Brisa? The one I'm about to quote. Everybody goes, that's where's the Brisa? But here, it's right here. Here's the quote. Shamea Parsha Mipi Kohen. He said, here's the Parsha from the Kohen. Vamalam B'chol Oshem. He says it to the nation in any language he wants. That Brisa argues explicitly in Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana said, the Kohen said part, and then the Shaiter says part. This Brisa leaves no such alternative. It says, here's from the Kohen, and then he repeats what the Kohen said in his own language. Clearly argues Rabbi Mana, who holds that the last part of Yorei Rach Leva was stated only by the Shoter, not by the Kohen. Okay? Say for the end of that Brisa, Pliga argues out Rabbi Yossi. There were changes around as well. What's the Seifa? Here it is explicitly again. O Dover Echod Hum Oya Moisif, Mishalom. It says that he would add on another thing of his own, right? This a quote from the Brisa. Well, it says, O Dover Echod Moisif Oya Moisif Mishalom. Sounds quite explicitly like Rabbi Mon, like Rabbi Mona, not like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi said that there is in fact a Tana who holds that everything was repeated, not that it was Moisif on his own. So it's not going like Rabbi Yossi. Now it says, In Tamar Kein Afilu. Obviously that's incorrect too. It should be Afilu in Tim Tamar Kein. Afilu should be at the beginning. Transpose the word Afilu from the last word in the phrase I just read as, and make it the first word. That's really what it means to say. Afilu in Tamar as Rabbi Yossi. Even if you're going to want to say it's going to Rabbi Yossi, Lesu Pliga doesn't argue Rabbi Yossi. Your last kasha is a klutz kasha. Because nothing can argue Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said there are two Tanoim. Rabbi Mana is the one who said there's one Tana. If we have a Brisa which says other than Rabbi Mana, so it's a kasha from Rabbi Mana. But Rabbi Yossi said there are two Tanoim. Whatever Tana you find, Rabbi Yossi will pigeonhole in either in one Tana of his or the second Tana of his. Let's say, I feel in Tamar Kane, even you're going to say that the last part of the Brisa literally means that the Shota would add something to his own. Yossi Lesu Pliga. It's not only Rabbi Yossi. The Tana we learned, Hari Shreini Mamaron, the first, Amranu Amran Rabo, the first statements were made by both the Shoter and the Kohen. Ha Choini Mamaru Velo Amran Rabo. The last statements were made by the Shoter and not by the Kohen. So this last fragment of the Brisa you brought down, O Dover Echor Amitim Mishalo, that works out perfectly fine according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the opinion Rabbi Yossi brought down, that he talked that there was Taka Osafa. So there's a Kasha Rabbi Mana, because Rabbi Mana holds it's monolithic. There is no Tana holds that you, the, that, that, the whole parsha was said by the Kohen, then reiterated. If I find a Tana who says explicitly that way, it's fucking kasha, right, Mona? But Rabbi Yossi can't ask a kasha because Rabbi Yossi covered both bases. Okay? Period. That was easy, right? That's the only difficult passage of the evening. Tani, we learned. Kulam tzrichim lo'avi yuraya. Now, this is an interesting thing. Yerushabaki doesn't speak about how a guy, a soldier, actually proves that he's 4F. Right? 4F, I think 4F is sent from the draft, right? Before any time. What? What defeats the purpose?
Having to prove.
Why?
Because the whole point is so that other people won't be upset, won't be embarrassed.
Ah, Gemara's going to get there. You're saying good. Not yet. In the meantime, that's what we're about to discuss. Tani, who's going to love you, right, Ibrahim? Everybody's got a pre and proof. He's got a full proof. He's got a new wife. He's got a new house. He's got a new vineyard. Unless he has witnesses with him. Unless his buddy soldiers say, yeah, Itake has a new house, new wife, new Karen. Right? Vatsi commander, now that's going like the opinion, Donald. Like the opinion, Lo Chena Yachal Amakisha Milchamos, for Kharib Shlupo. That the guys who are of Aracha Leibov is Taka coward. So it's not so embarrassing, you know, if he brings a psychologist, and a psychologist says, yeah, Itake can't stand his right of blood. So it's not as a conscientious objector. So, okay, let him bring proof too also that he can't stand the sight of blood, right? However, Brown Kamada Rashim is Yore Meaver Shabioto. But according to Peter Oza, Yore Brach Levov means they're afraid of Averos. Orut Zorach Levi, right? Want him to bring a proof? Hey, it's a Baal Avera. That defeats the purpose, as Donald said before. The field Tolu Atera is called Elu. That's what Dora gave him all these excuses. Be sure, she asked for Biglola, so you can claim it's going back because of them. Shalola Farsim is a Chatoim, in order not to publicize those who sin. And this is a very famous Yushami, brought down elsewhere. I mean, it's famous only to those of us who have learned Yushami, but it should be famous to the whole world. Asi is the Kai Demari Levi, Shem Rishim bin Lakish, the Kale is the name of Rishim bin Lakish, the Mokam Asher Tishachi, the Ola Tishachi, the Chat, the Sleep Ne Hashem. Where the Ola slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash, the Chatos is slaughtered in the same place, so it should be inconspicuous. So the Pharisee is Chatoim not to publicize the sinners, to say if anybody brings the Chatos, people think maybe it's just bringing an Ola. So to hear, we would not require Edus to prove that he's in the parameter of a sinner, no questions asked, he could just go home. Okay? When the officers finished speaking to the nation, they put generals or I don't know, captains, whatever, officers at the front of the nation, and by cable shalom in the back of the nation too. It's not clear whether it's two separate phrases or one phrase. Sounds from the Gemara and the Yerushalmi. Rosh Hashanah Ba'akev Shalom is one long run-on sentence. And Rosh Hashanah means in the back of the nation. Because what do? Ma'amidim skipim livnei v'achem v'achem. They take two sets of appointees, people in charge. And there's some in front and some back. The ones in back, Ukshim Shabbat Zabiyadayim, they have metal irons in their house, so in their hands. Metal axes, actually. Metal axes. The Klamian Vakish laughs, everybody wants to go back home. After the war has begun, they have permission to amputate his calves, to chop off his legs. Why should Chilas from the Filo and Nisan? The beginning of falling is fleeing. Shemra says, Nosi saw me pnei plishtim, the Jews fled before the Philistines. When the Gama gave a gdolei sabam, and there was a great flip playing among the nation. Ula'alun Ramah later on says, Vainis huachay saw me pnei plishtim, the people of Israel fled before the Philistines. Vayiplu charovim bar Gilboa. And that's when they fell, casualties. And now Gilboa, that's when Shol and Yonason died. Ba'amir var morim. Now where is this true? The people can't go back home. Milchemetz Arshus by an optional war. However, be Milchemetz Mitzvah. When it's a war of mitzvah, a Kloyot team, everybody goes. Even the groom from his quarters. The Kaal Michupasa and the Kaal from Rechupa. I'm Rabbi Yerav, of course, they don't go to war. The women, they go to the support work, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, when do they go back? When can they go back? By Mechemes Mitzvah. But if it's a mandatory war, everybody goes out. even the chasan the kal mechubas and the kal as well. And more casual issue is going to be what Rabbi Yehuda's machlokas is with Tanakama. Okay, Ksiv, it says. Now this is not in the Bible either. When the nation concludes, when the officers conclude speaking to the nation, they put officers at the front of the nation. Only the brochure, only know the front of the nation. But so far, I mean, you now know also the end of the nation, right? The Renfield from leading the field of battle. Tamlomer Paktu, it says Paktu twice. And we dash in the extra language to mean two sets of officers. Akadu Krabi Yehiva, that's good according to Yehiva, who dashes extra sets of language. But however, Krabi Shmuel, like Krabi Shmuel, Krabi Shmuel, what are you going to do, Krabi Shmuel? Shmuel says, wherever we have extra language, it's Zibratar Klosh Bneyot, which is the Torah speaking like human beings. Doesn't have any significance. So how do we know, according to Krabi Shmuel, that they also used to put... it's first at the back. So says Gemara, skip. Shmuel said, called Krabi Meir. Shmuel said, Krabi Meir, there are Meir Tzavach, or Meir used to call the Sovi the Chevel, the end of the rope, Reshet, the head of the rope. In other words, you have two, in a rope, he had two heads. The head, and the end head. And then it says, they put Sorry Tzavach at the head of the nation, it means the end head. Okay? That's what it means to say. Mayor says, Ksiv, it says, a chacham eina barosho. A wise man has... Right. That's right. Because the actually see in Shmuel holds, Dibetak Lush Meodam also learns out from there. Because he's learned that Chevel is called, the end of a rope is called... beginning. I may said, Aksiva, Chacham ain't a barosha. A Chacham, his eyes are in his head. Aksiva by man, so where are the fool's legs? Baragma, Baragla, were they in his feet? No, when I was a kid, the ninth grade, Purim time, Rosh Hashiva Gator got up and gave a shmuz, and he gave a Purim Torah shmuz. And it was so funny. He says, I was in the Tiv Meir at the time. The Rosh Hashiva was Rabbi Aryeh Bina, and he was in Altamira, came to Eretz Yisrael, and became the Rosh Hashiva. The Hashiva found the Tiv Meir. And I don't remember, it was amazing, it was so funny. It was hilarious. I don't remember any of it except for one line. The way he started was by asking the question, where were Achashverosh's eyes? His eyes couldn't have been in his head, because it says, Achachamein of Rosh. But he couldn't have been in his legs either, because Sheker ain't Lohrek Lion. So it couldn't have been in his head, and he didn't have any legs, so it must have been, his eyes must have been where he sat. That's all I remember, but I remember from that was the starting point, and he embarked on that in a very elaborate Purim Torah, continuing on from there. So I don't remember, I guess if I was bright enough, I could sit down and construct something based on that, but that was amazing speech. Okay, so says now. So what does it mean? Taka? What does it mean? The chacham made a barosho can't mean literally. So what does it mean? So I'm Rabbi Abba Roy. Rabbi Abba said a chacham atru barosho shadavar means a chacham, but it's still the beginning of the matter. Yodeh my b'sofo. It's like ezu chacham aroes anola. He knows it's going to happen later on. Chachamayna Barosha means at the beginning he looks, Barosha Tavar, he looks and he sees, so far he sees what's going to happen at the end, and he plans accordingly. Okay? God Gedudia Gudanum, Pasuk and Bracious, let's start from it. Gai saw Ase, Megai stay. Gedud is a battalion, or a legion of bandits here. So it says the bandits come to banditize him, right? And to vandalize him. Vuhum Megai slain, he vandalizes them instead. God, Gedud, those who come up against him as a battalion, Yigudanu, he will overcome them. Okay? That's just like an intermissionary statement there. Rabbi Yehuda, now came back to the mission. Kini Mas Nisa. is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Shetchilas Nefilah Nisa. It seems there was a version which didn't actually make it into our Mishnah. Mahed Hetzad the Bavli, where it says Tchilas Nisa Nefilah. The beginning of fleeing is falling. And then obviously it should be the opposite. That's what the Mishnah is saying here, that the proper gist of the Mishnah is that the beginning of falling is fleeing. Because obviously falling here means not falling down flat on the ground, but falling and losing the war. Okay? Now, I'm ready to continue the Mishnah. The Tadakam is between Milchemes Rishus and Milchemes Mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between Milchemes Mitzvah and Milchemes Choyva. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, this is also in the Bavli. I'm ready to Mashmos Beinel. It's just terminology. One guy's Milchemes Rishus is the other guy's Milchemes Mitzvah. The other guy's Milchemes Mitzvah is the other guy's Milchemes Choyva, but it's just terminological. Rabbi Yochanan Akkurim Milchemes Rishus Milchemes Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda used to call Milchemes Rishus Milchemes Mitzvah. Milchemes Choyva. But it's a mandatory war. But Tana call Makam called the Milchemes Mitzvah. Well, creates everybody goes out. Avi Luchos Michadri, even a Chosin from his room. They call him Michupah, send a call from a Chupah. Now I'm Rav Chisa, and this the same thing Chisa is in the Bible, the name of Rava. Rav Chisa Machlokas Ben El, no, there's a real Machlokas between the two of them. It's not just terminological, it's a real Machlokas. Rabbi 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 Rav, Milchemes Mitzvah! Zu Milchemes David. It's Milchama of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech was the conqueror, of course, Syria, right? He conquered Syria. But it wasn't really the, with the author, what? But nevertheless, according to the Rabbanan, that's Milchemes Mitzvah. What's Milchemes Choyva? What's Milchemes Mitzvah Choyva? Zu Milchemes Rabishua, that's Yoshua's wars. Conquered Syria, of course, he was commanded to do so. Rabbi Yoyah Kori Milchemes Rishus. Rabbi Yoyah Kori Milchemes Rishus. What do you call Milchemes Rishus? He didn't draw a distinction between Kibush Eretz Yisrael in one way, Kibush Eretz Yisrael in another way, but rather, he called Milchemes Rishus Kigon the Anan Dazlin and Aleo. So when we go out to conquer, wage war against them. Milchemes Choyva Kigon the Dazlin on Alinon, they come against us. Alinon. Remind you, the Rambam it makes a mess out of this. He incorporates everything. It says Milchemes Mitzvah is to conquer Eretz Yisrael when it's sanctioned, or because of Tsar, of somebody who comes against us to wage war against us. But he doesn't, so he really takes both Shitas here, both Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, and makes a conglomerate entity of it. Anyway, see, it says, Ramelch Aso Ishmias Kol Yehuda Enoki. Aso brought all of the tribe of Yehuda. Nobody was exempt. Mawe Noki, Rabbi Simon, Rabbanin, Rabbanin, have machlokas. Rabbi Simon says, Ein Noki lebeis ushrachas. Nobody could go back home, even a chosin, even one moment, much less for an entire year. Rabbanin, lace Rebbe Berebbe, he didn't give an exemption for rabbinical students, or let the yeshiva bachrim out of the draft. So that's what that was, and he was punished. Because Elser is punished that he became, he got ill in his legs because he didn't leave the Talmidei Chachamim off the hook of going to war. Okay? New parak. Egla Rufa. When Egla Rufa is done, they may have a pronouncement to make. You know what Egla Rufa is, right? Right? So they make a pronouncement. The Lashon HaKodesh must be done to the Hebrew. Shemat says, Kimati Chalov Adama. When a corpse is found in the ground, the yotzus kenech v'shotecho, your elders and your judges go out for shloshim beis hakol b'shalim, and three people from the main beis b'shalim, your yotzim, they go out as well. Not just from the city, but also from b'shalim. Remember, chamisha five, not three. Shema is the kenecho, that's shtayim two. V'shotecho shalim, that's two. A basin shoulder, you can't have a balanced basin. You add one more to make it five. Says more, where do we see in the pasuk quoted in the Mishnah that it has to be in Hebrew? Doesn't say anything there. That's the point. It has to be in Hebrew. That was the point in our Mishnah, it has to be in Hebrew. Where does it say that pasuk? So it says more, let me stop a da ella. The law in the Yushami is da ella. It's a contraction. Doesn't make sense to say in the Pasuk in the Gemara, according to Mishnah, rather from Vanavamra. Vanavamra is in Lashon HaKodesh. So what is it? Why does it say here Kimotzi Chalol in the Mishnah? We want it to begin from the beginning of the parasha and take a flying leap into it because we want it to give more drushes. And therefore, even though the drush about giving in Hebrew is late in the parasha, we started with the beginning of the parasha. Okay, so it says, you shall be further. Where should it be found? Not in a time when there are many of them around. By the way, all the rest of this is not in the Bavli. What does that mean? It means, it seems, like the second Pshat of Pnei Moshe, that not at a time of war. Time where there are many corpses in the battlefield, right? So therefore, you can assume that the elders of the closest city are somehow responsible. There was probably a battle which went on here, right? So therefore, a time when the corpse is prevalent around, you don't use the Agarufa method, okay? It also says we find the corpse shet lo shete choser umitzuseis olav. Not you're going and checking out for it. In other words, it just happened. You happened to stumble upon it. Not that you went to try and dig it out somewhere. Aim it, on the other hand, says the Mora, ein mitzia b'chom kimotzei ein mitzia b'chom makom el eidim. It has to be done with witnesses, because Metzia, it's like Himotze Adover, it's got to be with witnesses that they found the body. Says, what are you talking about? How can you say that? It says, Lo Noda Miko, when you bring it, we don't know who smote him. Ha Noda Miko, it sounds like if you know who smote him, meaning that he was smitten dead. Afilu Evid, Afilu Shivcha, even if a slave knows. Lo Yorgin, we wouldn't kill the, we will not kill the loyal orphan. We will not wring the neck of the animal, right? Bikata marache, and here you're saying that no, as long as there are witnesses, you do still wring the neck of the animal. It's a contradiction. Says Mark, kan lahore kan lanerak. No, you misunderstood what you meant. In finding the body, you need definitely to find a body. And if the body's not in front of you, you need two witnesses that said that the body was found. But in knowing who the murderer was, that you shouldn't have to bring a Glarufa, there, it's, even if you don't have true witnesses who the murderer was, even if you have an Isha or an Evan who tells you who the murderer was, that suffices to not do a Glarufa. Okay? So two different things. Says the Gemara, right to Tramim Raymanu, if it was a slave who said, that Imroyim Ono Oso Makirno, so they said, if we see him, we'll recognize him. Then we don't do our Rifa, even if it's an Ever Shivcha. However, both the Shomer, they said, Imroyim Ono Oso Enonu Makirno, so they say, yeah, we knew he was, but now we would not recognize him. We saw him in a lineup. In that case, Oyorf, in that case, they continue on to do Egla Rifa. Okay? So as the Gemara, Basin Shrosa already, what a Basin saw. What time do you have? 12 after? Okay. Well, maybe go a little bit further. I don't really want to go so far tonight because I don't want to deprive Dr. Spadell. And we did two blood. All right, let's stop here for today. This is a stopping point. I want to tell you, we'll come to it tomorrow, actually, but I saw an amazing Dvar of Rome today. It comes up tomorrow. It really is Nogei Purim as well. So we have to mention something about Purim again. So he says that let's base it on Yushami later. What happens if you cut off somebody's head and a nace occurs and he comes back to life? So the Vavram says we put you to death anyway. Because you killed him. The fact that he was resurrected again, that's Panim Chadoshas Bo Lekan. It's a new thing. It's a Nesu Chakodesh Baruch Hu did. But as far as you're concerned, you actually killed the guy. So therefore, you're put to death for it. So I was wondering, based on that, whether one could say some new and insightful shot, although I didn't come up with anything, but a new and insightful shot in that which it says in the Gemara Megillah, that Rabbah got up and Shachte the Rabbi Zera. And that even though he brought him back to life, it says there, But he said he doesn't want to take him back. Right? He didn't want to try it again the next year. So maybe the reason I so, maybe one could say that's a riot against the Dvar Avraham. Because like the Dvar Avraham, what do you mean? You chayv misa for you did in and of itself. The fact that he did a nes and brought him back to life is not something which is not something which gets you out of the situation of being a murderer. So I'm not sure if that Gemara actually looks like the Dvar Avraham. But anyways, as I said, we'll come back to that tomorrow night. It's relevant to next week.